You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Natalie.
And we're going to get really serious today because we're talking about a very special episode.
So serious.
And actually, this was a Different Strokes episode, and Different Strokes had a couple of very special episodes.
They did.
Like, they were always trying to teach us something.
Right. And this episode is just beyond disturbing.
This is the most cringing I've ever done watching an 80s sitcom.
Right. I can't believe this was on so long ago. I'd expect that now. And I feel like I haven't seen a show like this now, like around.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow, this is crazy and creepy. I mean, it's way creepy.
It's weird. So we are talking about a Different Strokes episode, The Hitchhikers.
Yes.
And it's a two-part episode, and it was prefaced with a warning from the guy.
The dad. Yeah.
Mr. Drummond. Mm-hmm. Telling us, you know, sit down with your kids and watch this because it's about the dangers of hitchhiking.
Yeah. Which I'm like, okay, don't sit down and watch this with your kids,
okay,
by the
first
way.
First of all.
Yeah. Because once it gets into it, maybe tell them don't hitchhike, of course.
Don't hitchhike.
But dear God, this episode is beyond disturbing.
Okay. So maybe when I was a kid and I didn't really know what could have happened, maybe it wasn't so bad. Maybe now that I am an adult,
right,
and I'm watching it and I'm going, oh no.
Yeah.
Because
I guess as a kid, if you saw this, you really would be like, holy buckets, I'm never hitchhiking. You would be, from both their perspectives.
Because you might get kidnapped and then you won't see your parents.
Yes.
Not the parts where we're going.
Where we're
going
to go.
Oh, no.
No. Right. You're right. Like, Arnold's kidnapped. I mean, he's like, you know, kidnapped.
He's kidnapped. And he was with his sister.
Because he was with his sister, but...
But Kimberly is like, she's wanting to be kept.
Right.
Like, he wants to keep her.
Yeah, he's planning to keep her forever.
And he is so icky.
It's so creepy.
So creepy. This episode aired, I believe it was in 1984.
Oh my God.
I don't remember.
And it starts out so happy. It's like birthday party for dad. Happy.
That's right. So they made a creepy...
Oh, yeah.
Bust of him out of cake.
He did. It's so weird.
I think Mr. Drummond is the funniest guy, and I don't think he gets enough credit for how funny he is because he had called the police.
Yeah.
And the funniest line.
He's like, it's a really special day for these kids. They wouldn't miss it. I mean, it's a special day for somebody who's really good and loves. It is my birthday.
He says, it's someone very special's birthday. Yes, it is mine.
Yeah, he was hilarious. So yeah, they were like planning this big birthday. So Kimberly and Arnold have to go to the store to get his birthday present.
Yes, in New York,
where they live. Right.
And I don't know how they got there.
I can't remember how they got there. But then, when they go to leave, no cabs will stop for them.
Their driver's not there or something. Mm-hmm. They can't get a cab. They try getting cabs. Arnold tries
with his
standing
foot.
Out in the middle of the street.
Yeah, he was literally putting his foot in the street. Yeah. I'm not really sure why. But, well, let's just hitch a ride. And he's like, I don't think we should, 18-year-old sister.
Yeah.
And she's like, it'll be fine.
You know why? Because anyone would want to pick up a teenager wearing a fur coat.
Right. And her little brother, who is small.
Yeah.
So,
very compact.
Easily kidnappable, I guess. Let's just go there.
You know what? You don't even have to, kidnap these two because they're so gullible. They'll just get in your car.
Yeah.
So, this guy pulls over, obviously, and he picks them up. And he's
like, hey, where are you headed? Yeah. All sweet.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we live in the penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, cool.
Right.
You would think anyone would see that opportunity and be like, hey, I got your kids. Give me some money and I'll bring them home.
Yes.
That's not even what he wants.
He wants so much more.
So he's telling them he works for an aerospace company or something. He's got a bunch of junk in his back seat, which is a red flag, first of all.
Yes.
He's like a hoarder car.
He totally has a hoarder car.
And the make and year of the car even looks similar to many hoarder cars I've seen around town. And He takes him to his...
clearly knows how to get to Arnold because he's like, oh, yeah. I have all this stuff at rockets. Home, like rockets.
Yeah, and he tells him he has a video of a rocket launch.
Yes.
And he doesn't even have to force them to go to his house. Right. They're just like, sure, that sounds great.
Arnold's like, let's do this. And she's like, we really should get home. Yeah. And they're like, it won't take that long. And she's like, okay.
Right.
Again, weird. You're 18.
The reason they can't go by other means is because they spent all their money
on
a glider.
Right.
And so they're like, we'll have to take a cab and then have the doorman
pay when we get there.
So
and
anyway.
You're right. Okay.
So then they agree to go to this strange, creepy guy's house or apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, hey, Arnold, I have that videotape of the rocket launch in this bedroom here.
Come on in here and sit down. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on for you.
He puts it on. He legit does that. He went good on his promise and locks the door from the outside.
From the outside, which Arnold's unaware of because he's just watching TV.
And there's like two locks on it. He's like really locked in there.
Mm-hmm.
So Arnold's watching TV and then he's like, hey, now we can be alone, Kimberly. And then, I was watching this with my husband and we both... We're like
shuddered. Yes.
First of all, sitting on opposite ends of the couch, we're like not looking at each other. Like, I don't want to know what's happening. This is so horrible.
Yeah.
We were just shocked. He wants to dance with her.
Well, and then right away, he's like talking about just everything. And it's like, oh, look at my view. And da 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 da. And he's like, oh, you live in the penthouse? I'd love to look down on people.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, she's starting to realize. And she's like, well, if you let me and my brother leave, you can look down on us. And she's all, you know, and then he turns into also a woe is me guy because he's like, people at work are down on me and then whatever. She's like, oh, you're really talented. He's like, don't patronize me.
Lord.
And then he's angry and she's like, oh, my God.
And he has crazy eyes.
He totally has crazy eyes.
And Dana Plato is really good in this role.
She
looks super scared.
Yeah. Because
maybe she
starts
she
to realize
she's actor.
Like, yeah, she's
know.
Like, can I go home?
Seriously.
We really need to go home. And he's like, no. He's like, oh, you should call your dad. And she's like, great, can I? And he goes, no, after our picnic. He wants to have a picnic on the floor.
Ew.
Yeah.
So he goes into the room because Arnold wants to be let out. Because Arnold hears Kimberly is upset in the other room.
Right.
So he tries to get out. So he goes in and tapes his mouth
shut. Before he locks Kimberly in a closet in the other room.
That's right, he sure did.
Crazy.
And Arnold wants to go out the window, but the window is like nailed shut.
Yeah. And so, he comes in, oh yes, that's stuck. I can't ever get it open. And then he just ties up.
Yeah, he
Arnold
ties him up, he tapes up his mouth, and then Arnold ends up getting away and he breaks the window and he leaves and Kimberly's like, ha, he got away from you.
And Creepy's like, he shouldn't have done that.
Oh my God.
Because now it's too late. Like I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, by the way, when they're dancing, he forces her to dance.
Don't talk about it. It's so awful. It's
and
so creepy.
That's when he's like, and then she's like, you're holding me too tight. And then, oh, my God. And she's like silently crying. I mean, this is like so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you're like,
I can't stand it.
My God. And then he's like, oh, and she goes, no, you have a great voice. And then he gets mad.
Yeah.
Don't patronize me. No one's ever told me that. He pushes her down on the couch. And she's like,
yeah. Oh, and then I was like, turn off the TV. Please turn off the TV. I don't like this.
Oh, and then he's like, he bribes her, though, again, because before she dances, he's like, if you dance, then you can call your dad.
Yeah.
He forces her to do everything by trying to tell her she can call afterwards.
And he, like, tries to tell her how happy she would be with him and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you are a psychopath.
She's never getting to go home, basically. And oh, my God, the whole thing is
so bad.
Crazy.
So Arnold runs down into the street and he runs like a block or something. He runs around the block and he finds some adults and nobody will help him
at some point. Yeah, no one else will help him.
No one will help
him. Why is this little boy bothering us?
Yeah. So the cop, he's like, my sister is locked in this guy's apartment. And the cop finally is like, yeah, okay. And he doesn't remember where this guy lives.
Because he ran so fast.
He ran and
he really
a little
was like looking
kid
for help. Yeah, he's like 12.
Yeah, he wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So they take him home. And first of all, the Drummonds are like, well, we're supposed to be having this birthday party and they've been gone for like 5 hours.
Right.
Let's give them a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
They just keep saying that.
And even then he tries to call the police like we talked about. He's all funny. Like, okay. And he goes, well, because kids aren't home after 2 hours, they won't do anything, which is true.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, they're kids. Meh.
Well, I can understand that for Kimberly.
Right.
Maybe because Arnold's with Kimberly.
Yeah.
If it was just Arnold, I don't know.
Exactly. He's 12.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not okay.
So finally the cops come home with Arnold and Arnold's telling them, and I don't remember how they figure out who this guy is.
I can't remember either because it's been a while since I watched it and again tried to block it out. But
like, yeah, I don't want to rehash it too much.
Yeah.
So they finally figure out who this guy is and they go to his apartment, but he's not there, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they find them like in a basement.
Didn't the landlord come in? And wasn't it like, I swear it was like a black room or something. Like, does he do photography? Is that what that was? Or was it a storage room?
It could have been.
Because wasn't it like red? Wasn't there like red light or something?
Maybe, but there was a mattress in it. Yeah, that's, dude, I was like, no.
The hell's this guy been doing?
This is not okay, different strokes. You could have been a little more subtle, please.
Right. Couldn't this been like this guy's first time and then he was just in the apartment with her? Oh no, he's got a room set up in the basement of the apartment complex.
Because we find out he's done this before is what they say. And I'm like, if he's done this before, why is he still there?
What's happening? I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah, there's way too much crying in this episode from the actors and myself.
Mm-hmm. I think the landlord was like, oh, he has this room that he uses kind of thing. Like
that he weirdly has a bed in.
Quote unquote photography or something. Yes.
But before he can do anything to her, even though a lot of time seems to have lapsed.
Yes.
They come in and they get him and everything is fine.
Right. And thank God, it's almost like he's really trying to make it so she likes him. As opposed to just straight up forcing.
Yes.
I mean, that's why she had so much time, I think, that like it bought her time because he was like, you like me, right?
Yeah, he's delusional. Yeah. He's like, this is how.
He was aggressive and psycho, a normal but thing. Also, oh, woe is me. No one likes me. But don't you like me now? Because I could be great with you. Like,
this is how you get women to like you.
Yeah.
Oh. And Kimberly apparently never has any subsequent trauma from this. I don't know.
How? I don't know.
Right?
I think Dana Plato probably did.
Well, Dana Plato did, but
that's a whole other story. Yeah. Creepy, creepy, creepy. Like, even thinking about it, and like, seriously, that dude plays that to the hilt.
He's
like, great actor, because I would never want to meet that man.
If I saw that man in person,
I'd kick him right where you're supposed to and run, because oh my God.
And he's like, what? I'm just an actor.
I'm just an actor. Oh, that episode. That episode I was in.
Why are people always kicking me?
He's like, man, I can't go anywhere. Oh, can you imagine being that guy? God, I think I've never seen him or anything else.
You have to move to a country where they don't have different strokes.
I hope so. And he goes, he introduces himself. Have you ever seen Different Strokes? No, I haven't. Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, good.
My name is Jim. And
why don't you come to my apartment?
You're right. How does this guy in real life ever get a date? Hopefully he was married before he did that.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
This was creepy.
Seriously, people. Look, if you didn't watch Different Strokes or you don't remember it, it's the Hitchhikers episodes. Actually, don't watch it. Because seriously.
No, don't watch it.
You'll be so creeped out. It's beyond disturbing. I cannot say that enough times in this episode that it is beyond disturbing.
It is beyond disturbing. And there was another Different Strokes episode where the kid, there was like the
bicycle man or something. Yeah.
The bike shop owner was molesting the kids. And I'm like, why Different Strokes?
Right.
And we learn this stuff where we're supposed to at school.
Exactly. We don't need to see this on TV.
Or from our
friends. Yeah. And I swear there's another kidnapping episode, but I think the dad gets kidnapped or something.
I mean,
Different Strokes is just cray.
Oh, my God.
We'll get into that another time.
Different Strokes another time, but.
Yeah, we had to talk about how disturbing this was.
So now you know, if you ever see that the episode is coming up, you can decide to avoid it or watch it.
Mentally prepare yourself.
No,
we've recapped it for you now.
Oh.
This is our PSA, because we're just like, oh, my God. Don't watch it.
It's like some shows were trying to like outdo each other in the PSA department in the 80s or something.
And you're kind of thinking like, were they really thinking, oh, this will help kids? Like, let's do this episode because then kids will never get in somebody's car. And I'm thinking, okay, you just took it way too far. They probably could have done it with just Arnold.
Yeah.
And getting like kidnapped, and maybe the guy would have been like, he's my new kid. Like,
yeah.
And then Arnold escapes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You didn't have to
go
there.
They had to go three dimensions further.
Didn't have to go to the slow dancing with Kimberly. Oh, my God. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I can't even.
Well, not the worst thing I've seen on TV, but the worst thing on TV that's not supposed to be horrible.
Right. From a like little happy-go-lucky sitcom that was on TV. Like, oh, my God.
Wait, are we watching Breaking Bad? Right. Nope. Different strokes. Nope.
Different strokes. So you've been warned.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I know. Let's not talk about it
anymore. That's the end of
this.
We're done. Thanks. Thanks for listening. We're going to wrap it up.
Don't watch it.
Okay,
we go take a shower.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.